NYC Mayor Eric Adams has a plan to end violence. Wants police on the beat, gun controls, and court interventions. By Simon Kent on January 25, 2022. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, on Monday delivered his promised blueprint to end gun violence. The plan ushers in a host of fresh restrictions while seeking backing from the judiciary to deliver harsher penalties on criminals in the violence-plagued city. The 15-page initiative includes deploying more officers on the streets and subways, bringing the courts to full capacity and addressing mental health and social issues. Adams also wants health professionals flooding the subway system to act and counter potential miscreants before they attack. "I've been at the bedside of a police officer who was shot by a 16-year-old as they struggled for a gun," Adams said in a speech Monday as he made public his plan, as reported by UPI. "I've seen a toddler's blood-stained pink jacket in the street. I have held hands and prayed with a mother. An 11-month-old baby was shot in the head by a gunman who didn't care where those bullets went. And on Friday night, two officers were ambushed when they answered a domestic violence call." The new Adams plan follows his intervention last Friday when he called for more gun control after convicted felon LaShawn McNeil allegedly shot two NYPD officers, killing one, as Breitbart News reported. "This is not just a plan for the future, it is a plan for right now," Adams said. "Gun violence is a public health crisis. We have no time to wait. We must act." Adams said the plan would put more officers on patrol and focus on neighborhood safety teams, with deep focus on 30 precincts where 80% of violence occurs, adding that officers will have body cameras and they will have advanced training and oversight. The mayor said they will also enhance the partnership between NYPD and New York State Police, including sharing critical law enforcement data and supporting Interstate Gun Tracing Consortium, in an effort to tackle the city's long-standing problems with gun violence. Over the weekend, the mayor forecast the plan would include a plain-clothed anti-gun unit, which would have a visible presence in the subway system. He also said he planned to flood the subway system with mental health professionals. That initiative comes after a man was randomly shoved onto the subway tracks inside a Lower Manhattan station Sunday, resulting in minor injuries, according to law enforcement. "New York has some of the most stringent gun controls in the country." Mike Bloomberg, affiliated Everytown for Gun Safety, ranks New York number 3 in the nation for gun law strength. "Those laws include everything the Democrats desire at the federal level under the guise of safety, including universal background checks, a high-capacity magazine ban, an assault weapons ban, a permit requirement to buy a handgun, a red flag law, gun storage requirements, ghost gun regulations, and a prohibition against gun possession by felons, among other controls." UPI contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.